Justice Department says it has a major success in efforts to stop the financing of terrorism. A leader of the militant Palestinian group Hamas, his wife, and five brothers, who all work at a Texas computer firm, have been indicted on money laundering and terror-related charges. The Hamas leader and his wife are believed to be overseas. The brothers are in U.S. custody. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The five brothers of the Elashi family ran Dallas-based Infocom, a computer firm that federal agents first raided days before the September 11th terror attacks. Government documents allege that the firm exported computers to Syria and Libya, both designated state sponsors of terrorism. They also accused the company of seeking to cover up those illegal shipments, in one case sending them first to Malta. Attorney General John Ashcroft says the Hamas leader, Musa Abu Marzouk, made a capital investment in Infocom and received profits through payments to his wife. Ashcroft praised numerous federal agents for combing through reams of financial documents here and overseas to crack the case.
The war against terror is a war of accountants and auditors, as well as a war of weaponry and soldiers. Today's charges against a senior leader of Hamas are the latest in an aggressive campaign to identify, disrupt, and destroy the sources of funding that make terrorism possible.
If convicted, those charged would face up to 45 years in prison and more than $7 million in fines. Infocom sits across the street from the Holy Land Foundation, an Islamic charity shut down last year after the U.S. government accused it of being a front for Hamas. One of the Elashi brothers is on Holy Land's board of directors. Neither lawyers for Infocom nor for the Holy Land Foundation returned phone calls to NPR seeking comment. An attorney for the Elashi brothers told the Associated Press his clients are innocent. Mike Gibson said Infocom is a legitimate business. Computer equipment intended for Malta, he said, quote, somehow ended up sent to terrorist countries. Terrorism analyst Matthew Levitt contends the evidence of criminal intent is clear. Levitt is with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy and has tracked Infocom and its relationship with Abu Marzouk for years. He says Abu Marzouk has been of interest to both U.S. and Israeli authorities since the mid-90s.
He was arrested in the United States on immigration charges, was released after the Israelis decided that they did not want to extradite him, primarily for fear of the kind of terrorist reprisals that would cause. He was deported to Jordan.
When Jordan closed down Hamas offices there several years ago, Levitt says Abu Marzouk and his wife moved to Damascus, Syria. From there, he says Marzouk continues to help run Hamas activities in the West Bank and Gaza. Attorney General Ashcroft noted Hamas has claimed credit for a number of suicide bombings that have killed both Israeli and American civilians. It's not clear whether the U.S. intends to try to bring Abu Marzouk to the U.S. for prosecution. In announcing the arrests, Ashcroft credited the intelligence sharing and cooperation among federal agencies he says has taken place since the 9/11 terror attacks.
The Department of Justice has conducted investigations into terrorist financing in 22 states, secured 23 convictions, worked with the Treasury Department to freeze $112 million in terrorist-related funds.
Ashcroft noted charges of supporting terrorism are pending against people in six other cities, plus these latest charges in Dallas. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.